We know there are a lot of people who live in their cars here in the Puget Sound region, and the Seattle City Council may soon consider loosening some parking restrictions for those people. Earlier this week, a draft proposal to do just that came out, but it was circulated before the Human Services Committee could hear recommendations from a task force dedicated to that issue. Councilmember Mike O'Brien has since unveiled an official and updated draft, but concerns about car living remain. Seattle Times reporter Vernal Coleman covers homelessness issues. His colleague Dan Beekman asked him to break down the debate on The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast, which is recorded here at KNKX.
Vernal, why are we talking about this again?
Because it continues to be a problem. The city, after instituting that pilot program where they were going to stand up safe lots around the city and then found that the costs were higher than expected after that collapsed, there's been really, I would say, a bit of a vacuum in terms of policy that directly addresses people who live inside their vehicles or their motorhomes. So into that vacuum, you know, Mike O'Brien stepped and convened a task force in March to basically exchange ideas and form some recommendations that might inform some future policy.
So Mike O'Brien, Seattle City Council member, maybe it would help to talk about how this looks on the ground now and then how it might look different. So right now, I'm out of a home, but I have been able to get myself an RV. What are the obstacles I'm facing right now? Will the city come up and find me? Will they tow me? What happens?
Well, right now, the Seattle Police Department has a lot of discretion in terms of just doing exactly that. But yeah, by law, you have to move your car every 72 hours. You have to have up-to-date license plates. You have to have a car that's working. And if you rack up enough fines, you can get booted. Your car will be, quote-unquote, immobilized. And all of those things create a burden on people, a financial burden, with which a lot of folks who are homeless just don't have the resources to overcome.
Can you just talk about some of the things that are being recommended that could show up and why the proponents of those changes think that they would help the city?
The recommendations call for the establishment of a program that people can voluntarily choose to participate in. And it's only through their participation that they are exempt from some of the parking restrictions. But the program itself is intended to create another avenue to connect people with services and align itself with the city strategies around those services to get people into permanent housing. This is, I think, the folks who are on the task force and by extension, Mike O'Brien, this is their way of just creating more resources to get people the help that they need.
Why did people sit up and take notice of this ordinance once they saw what was in it?
It essentially loosens enforcement of parking violations. But the devil's in the details, and the ordinance, as it's written in the draft, does not specifically address where people can actually park, but it does allow them to park in various different areas without fear of having to move their cars for 72 hours or without having to worry about whether or not their license plate is up to date. And I wouldn't say that it allows them to live unfettered, but it certainly does loosen the rules to their benefit. And there's certainly some thinking behind that. But it's a very controversial move. And I think you saw that at the city council briefing, the city council briefing this week.
Can you talk about what it was like where members of the public were allowed to come and offer comment on this issue?
Well, the briefing where the recommendations were introduced, it occurred after the draft ordinance had been circulated. And the meeting during public comment, as you might imagine, was, the comments were mixed, but it was certainly at times very heated. There were representatives there from a number of different organizations like the Neighborhood Safety Alliance and Safe Seattle, who appear at least to be vehemently opposed to any loosening of parking restrictions or to any ordinance that, to their minds, might make it easier for people to park anywhere that they want. I think Mike O'Brien pushed back to a certain extent, saying that, again, this was a draft and that, you know, it's not necessarily clear where people are going to be allowed to do that. But there's also a lot of people on the other side of things that I think there's a recognition there that, you know, we do need more resources. We don't have enough permanent supportive housing or permanent housing for people. We don't have places for people to go. And so we're going to continue to have or to see this this issue, to see more people living in their vehicles as time goes on if we don't do something. And that for them means more outreach. And there's also people in the middle that I think recognize that there are merits on both sides, but simply want the city to do something.
That was Seattle Times City Hall reporter Dan Beekman talking to his colleague Vernal Coleman about the city's moves to loosen restrictions on people who live in their cars. The conversation was an excerpt from The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. You can find a link to the whole episode on our website, and you can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts.